In this week's parasha of Tolbos, the Torah tells us a story of the Bochus Yitzchok wanted to give to Esau. The Torah recounts that Yitzchok was old, and he called over Yankov and he said, "I want to bless you before I die. So go out in the field and hunt for me some game, and prepare for me food the way I like it, and then I will bless you." Rivka overhears this, and she calls Yaakov in, and she says that for the future of Klal Yisrael, you have to make sure that you get these brachos and not Esav. So I'm telling you, go and bring me two goats, and I'll prepare them the way your father likes to eat them. And you go into your father and pretend that you're Esav, and receive the brachos from your father Yitzchok. What we must understand, and a few points I'd like to raise on the story. The Torah tells us the Rivka Shemas, Rivka overheard Yitzchok telling Esav to go out and hunt for me the food and prepare for me the food. Now we just heard in the Chofetz Chaim that the Isha of Megalu Soid. If somebody tells somebody else, Reuven tells Shimon in confidence something, Shimon is not allowed to repeat it to anybody else. Now the Mefarshim explained over here that Yitzchok made sure when he told Esav his wishes to go and hunt for him food in order to get the brachos, he made sure that no one was overhearing. Rivka somehow managed to overhear. So what right did Rivka have to go and repeat the instructions of Yitzchok when he said over to Esav, to Yankov, to make sure he gets the brachos? Apparently that should be the issue of Megala Soit. Secondly, when Yitzchok told Esav, "Go and hunt for me game," he made sure that he was only telling it to Esav. He was implying that he only wanted Esav to do it and no one else to do it. So when Rivka repeated the story to Yankov, Yankov should have heard from that an indirect tzivur of kibud av, because his father was mechabed. He gave a tzivur of kibud av to Esav to go and hunt game, implying that he doesn't want Yankov to go and hunt the game to get the brachos. Then Rivka turns around to Yankov and says to him, "Yankov, you go and get the goat and give your father food and get the brachos." So on one hand, you have an indirect tzivur of kibud av that Yitzchok does not want Yankov to go and get the brachos, to hunt the game and get the brachos. On the other hand, Rivka, his mother, is telling him the opposite: go and give your father the food and get the brachos. And the halacha is, when you've got a mitzvah of kibud av and a mitzvah of kibud ein, then you have to listen to your father and not to your mother, and especially not when the mother is contradicting the father's wishes. He should have followed his father's wishes. The Torah recounts further that Yankov did not want to go into his father and get the brachos. He said that maybe my father will feel me, and I am a smooth-skinned person, and he'll realize that I am Yankov, because Esav is a hairy person, and then he'll give me a klala and not a brocha. So Rivka answered back to him, "Olai kilocha b'ni." That literally means that any klala that your father Yitzchok will give you, that I will take upon myself. Now we have to understand this point, because if Reuven is going to give a klala to Shimon, and Levi turns around and tells Shimon, "Don't worry about the klala Reuven is going to give you, I'm going to take care of myself," it's definitely not going to help. If somebody gives you a klala, it's for you, it's chal on you, no one else can take it away from you. So how could Rivka come along and say, "Yankov, if your father Yitzchok gives you a klala, I will take it upon myself"? And more than that, just like we can see the brachos which Yitzchok gave, they were for Yankov and for Dorei Doris, also maybe the klala would also be for Yankov and Dorei Doris. So even if Rivka would take on the klala of Yankov, but maybe in that klala would also lie a klala for the generations to come, so what would Rivka gain by taking on the klalas which Yitzchok gave on Yankov? Because automatically the klala would be on her, and also for all her generations, and Yankov as well. The Targum on the Pasuk has a different understanding of Olai Kilosho B'ni. The Targum says like this: Ba'maris le'imoy, his mother told him, "Alai is Ama B'nevuah." To me it was told B'nevuah, "De lo yaisi levotayu aloch." to me it was told in the Ruah, no klala is going to fall on you. So the Targum learns up the Pasuk, or like Lasso Bini, that I know in the Ruah, there's going to be no klala here at all. No, so that Mamela is very good, there's no klala over here, therefore that is what the Pasuk, that's what Rivka meant by saying, Olai Kilosho Bini. And therefore, the Gabi the Issa of Megalosoid, there's no problem with Issa Megalosoid, because Rivka didn't overhear Yitzchok telling Esav to go and hunt for me game and get the brokers. She didn't overhear. She was told this by Nevuah. And the Archaim there says in the Pasuk, he touches up in the Pasuk, it says there, Rivka Shemash, that it's a Lashon Nevuah. Now going back to the other points we raised about Kibud Av and having on one side a Kibud Av and a Kibud Ein, he should have listened to the Kibud Av. The point is that Rivka wasn't just commanding Yankov to go to lie to his father with Kibud, only the mitzvah of Kibud Av. Rivka was a Nevuah, and Rivka was commanding him, the Torah's Nevuah, you have to listen to me because I am a Novi, and you have to listen to the Novi. And even if a Novi commands you to do something, and that is kineged the mitzvah min haTorah, the Novi is in mevatla mitzvah from haTorah, that is permitted by Ruach Shor. And when you have a time of great necessity, the Novi is allowed to be mevatla the mitzvah min haTorah by Ruach Shor. So Rivka was telling Yankov, I know you have a mitzvah of Kibud Av, but I am a Novi, and the Novi has a right, the time of the moment, to yuvatul a mitzvah min haTorah. So I'm telling you, you have to listen to me and not to your father Yitzchok. A few more points need clarifying on the whole story. Yaakov, the end of the day was Yaakov got the brachas. But when Yaakov was standing in front of Yitzchok, Yitzchok thought that this was Esav. And when Yitzchok gave the brachas to Yaakov, he thought he was blessing Esav. Yitzchok's whole intention was for Esav. So if Yitzchok's whole intention was for Esav, how could the brachas be chal on Yaakov? Yitzchok meant Esav. And another point which the Medrash raises, that the whole world knew that Esav was a Rasha. The only person who didn't know was Yitzchok. Yitzchok was a Novi. Yitzchok, the Shekhinah was with him the whole time. How come Yitzchok never knew? Why didn't Shekhinah ever tell him that Esav, you should know Esav is a tzaddik, Esav the Rasha? On to the Medrash says as that it was specially done min HaShemayim. Min HaShemayim, they wanted that this fact that Esav was a Rasha should be hidden from Yitzchok, in order that Yaakov should come and get the brachas. And the Medrash goes on, and this is probably coming, and it means to answer our first point, that v'loy midas Yitzchok aviv, elo midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What the Medrash L'chari means over here is that if Yitzchok's whole intention was to give the brachas to Esav, how would be chal? So the Medrash is telling us that it was all done midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted Yitzchok to give the brachas to Yaakov. He meant it was Esav, let it be Esav, but it was coming from Hashem, and the brachas would be chal on Yaakov from Hashem. According to this Medrash, we have to understand that if Yitzchok was only an agent to give over the brachas to Yaakov, why do we need Yitzchok at all? Why couldn't Hashem just give the brachas straight to Yaakov? Leave Yitzchok out of the whole equation. We can see from the Torah the whole step is Yishmaya, the whole Ashkocha process that happened over here for Yaakov to get the brachas. The Mufashim explained in the beginning of the Rashi says, Vayiki Zokin Yitzchok Vatichena Egnov Meroiz. Yitzchok was old, and Rashi says he became blind, and Rashi said one of the reasons why he became blind was that when Yaakov would come to get the brachas, he wouldn't see it's Yaakov, and Yaakov would be able to lie and swindle his father and get the brachas. Now we can see the Ashkocha Protis, the Yad Hashem in the whole story. Why did Hashem have to give the brachas in such a way that Yitzchok would have to become blind? Hashem has many ways of being mekayem his rotzon. So why did Yitzchok have to become blind? Also, we know that Yaakov is a ish tom. Yaakov was his middle was emes. Yankov was an Ish Emes, like the Novi says, Titein Emes Le Yankov. And Yankov was removed so far from anything which of Sheker. Yankov was an Ish Emes. Why here? If Yaakov was such an Ish Emes, why did Hashem make him get the brochot in the Midas HaSheker? It's so opposite the nature of Yaakov. Couldn't Hashem find a different way to make Yaakov get the brochot? So to explain this, this idea already, the Vilna Gaon already touches on, and of looking to the nishenis of the Obis. We'll start with Avram. Avram's middah was midas achesed, like the Novi says, chesed l'Avram. And Avram, through his middah of chesed, he let it be known on the whole world. He was machis urchim, did chasodin to people. He let it be known on the whole world that there is Hashem. Hashem is also a baal chesed, and that's how Avram was let it be known there was Hashem on the world. Now along came the Nisayon of Lech Lecha. Lech Lecha, Hashem told Avram Avinu, Lech Lecha, go out, Me'atzecha, from your land, U'me'iladencha, from your birthplace, U'me'beit Avicha, and from your father's house. The Nisayon of Lech Lecha was like this. Terach was already an old man. Hashem told Avram, leave your father, leave him in his old age. Avram, the Isha Chesed, it must have been so difficult to leave his father. He couldn't look after his father in his old age. Hashem was telling him, I know you are Ish Chesed, but I'm telling you, be an Achse over here. Leave your father over here. Do not look after your father in his old age. And that's how I want you to serve me. And Avram heard that was the will of Hashem, even though it was against his whole nature. He had no other option but to mekayim rotzon Hashem. So that was the nisayon of Avram Avinu. The nisayon was that to go against his own nature of midas hachesed. And similarly, we find by Avram had to send away Yishmael and Hagar. He had to send away his concubine and his son. How difficult it is for a father, especially such a man like Avram Avinu, who was Ish Chesed, to send away Hagar and Yishmael. And the ultimate test was for Avram was Akedah. Hashem commanded Avram, take up your son, be makivim as oil on the mizbeach, slaughter your son on the mizbeach. Do you know how hard that was for Avram Avinu to control his natural feelings of chesed and rachimim and act in the midas achzorius? But that is what Hashem wanted from him, and that test he passed through flying colors, like the prophet says, Ato yadati ki rei rekim ato. Now I know you passed all the tests with flying color. You're mochen to serve Yisai in midas achesed and also in midas achzorius. That was Avram. Now Yitzchok, in what way was Yitzchok's nisoyin opposite his teva? The Mefarshim ask, on Yom Yeroi we daven b'schus akedas Yitzchok. The whole time b'schus akedas Yitzchok. What was akedas Yitzchok? What does it mean akedas Yitzchok? In English, it's translated the binding of Yitzchok. The question is why do we daven b'schus the binding of Yitzchok? Would it not be better to daven b'schus Hakovas Yitzchok, the sacrifice of Yitzchok? That was the main idea, not the binding up. The fact was that Avram Avinu was mukhan and prepared to sacrifice his son on the mizbeach. So why do we use this wording Akedas Yitzchok? The Bei Yosef brings down the Medrash. The Medrash says that when Yitzchok was lying there on the mizbeach, waiting his father to shecht him, he was worried that maybe he would move. And when the knife would come down, he would move, and therefore he'd become a Baal Mum. And Yitzchok wanted that his korban, his personal korban, should be perfect without any mum. So he asked his father, please father, I'm worried that maybe when the knife comes down, I will move, and therefore I'll invalidate the korban. So please tie me up. So his father tied him up, so he shouldn't be able to move. Says the Bei Yosef, that is what we're davening for in Yom Yeroim. We want Hashem to remember this chus of Yitzchok, the Messias Nefesh, how he wanted to be Mekayim, the mitzvah of being makir himself on Mizbeach without any mum. So, to take this point a step further, at this stage of Yitzchak's life, he was lying on the mizbeach, waiting to be makriv, to be sacrificed as a korban. Yitzchak, the middah was avoider. So for Yitzchak, there was nothing greater than this. He had reached the heights of his career. This is what he wanted the most. This is the way he could serve Hashem in the most possible, best way possible. And then Hashem turns around and says, I don't want this korban. So Yitzchak there is the smaller simcha. He's waiting to be sacrificed and say, the oila tamimo. And then Hashem turns around and says, I don't want this oila tamimo. Can you imagine? Yitzchak was lying there, how prepared he was. And Hashem tells him, no, how upset he was. How upset he should have been. But this was a nisoyin of Yitzchak. The same way Yitzchak was makabel on himself, to be makrim, to sacrifice himself as oile tamimo, to be makayim rotzon Hashem. Here also, when Hashem said, I don't want you anymore as a korban, he was makabel that in the same simcha as he was makabel to be a oile tamimo. So the same can be said here with Yaakov. Yaakov was an ish, an emes. Yaakov was full of emes. Hashem was demanding from Yaakov over here that he wants him to serve him in his opposite nature, his opposite nature of sheker. He should use the midas hasheker, what looks like midas hasheker, and serve him. And this was Yaakov's own personal akedah, and that is why we needed Yitzchak over here. We needed Yitzchak over here because Yaakov had to deceive his father, and it was so hard for Yaakov to go against his natural midah of emes. Yaakov, anything which had anything any shaykhis to sheker, he kept away from him like avodah zarah. Here Hashem was telling him, use this midah to sheker and serve me. Go and deceive your father. Go and get the brochas. And that is why also Yitzchak had to become blind. In order that when Yaakov came in front of him, Yitzchak would not recognize that it's Yaakov, and he would think it's Esav, and therefore he would give the brachas to Yaakov. He would give the brachas to Yaakov. But as we all know, Yaakov got the brachas, and Esav also got brachas, and we all know that we are in galus, and we are not enjoying the fruits of the brachas, the fruits of the brachas, but Esav is. So the question is, why is it that we are not enjoying the brachas and only Esav is? So the Yaakov Maimlo is brings down from the Zohar that Rabbi Yossi asked Reb Lezer, and he said to him, maybe you heard from your father, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, a reason why that the brachas which are given over to Yitzchak gave over to Esav, those are fulfilled, and the brachas which Yitzchak gave over to Yaakov, those are not fulfilled. He said back to him, you should know, all the brachas which Yaakov got from Hashem and Sai from Yitzchak, he did not want them to be mekuyim. In fact, when Yaakov left his father Yitzchak after receiving the brachas, he davened to Hashem and he said, "Please, Hashem, make these brachas should become mekuyim, not today, but la'osid lovoy when Mashiach will come." And there it goes on. When Mashiach will come, Yaakov will rule over Esav. Yaakov will have everything. And Esau will have nothing. So Bocha is as a Bocha Shavayim Mekuyim, as this Bocha, as the Bocha of Yaakov should become Mekuyim Ben Heru V'Yomein Romen.